Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A lock to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Thank you.
your intention. Check your intention. What you see is all happening within you. What you see outside the world. What are you focusing on? What are you paying attention to? I love that rhythm. I love that music. I love the words. Manifestation is birth within. You want to manifest something? Birth it within. It starts from within. And when you get it from within, when you catch it, when you see it, when you allow it to start from within, you know you got something good going. You know you got something good coming. All you've got to do is create the space for that conception within yourself to be birthed in a healthy environment. And that means you got to let go of some stuff. That means you got to let go of you got to change your diet. You got to change your thoughts. Diet your thoughts. Like, what am I feeding my mind? What am I feeding my consciousness? I got to feed my mind, my consciousness, something that's going to nurture this idea that I'm birthing within. Thank you, Cynthia James. Check your intention. That's what it's about. And when you check your intention, when you put your intention in check, you're in a better place to not waste energy. Then you can transform it. And I came in laughing. Well, I'm always laughing. Because that's just, you know, I just choose to laugh. it's just easier. And I'll share something that happened just before the show about somebody calling me a businessman. Yes, I'm about the business of the business. You damn right I'm a businessman. I am. I'm about the business of life, the business of God. And yes, there's times when there's an exchange of money, and I say yes to it all. In the meantime, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference when you make your business about the isness of the awareness of who and what God is. You make a difference when you recognize that every thought, everything you're feeling is creating something on this planet. So you get to check your intention and see what thoughts am I putting out in the ether. Who am I projecting at? Who am I loving? Who am I criticizing? Who am I embracing? But wherever you are, if you check your intention, you can come back to alignment. Because the life that you see, the external world, will always reflect back to you how you see the world and what you're focusing on. So check your intention. To find out more about Cynthia James, I just love it. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. CynthiaJames.net. CynthiaJames.net is where you can find out more about Cynthia. I'm grateful. You know, I'm laughing for many reasons. One, we come up with the topic of title, and this is the show is going to be, and then sometimes some things happened. It happened as a case study to support the teaching today, or just different things happen, and I just see the song is given to me, what song to play, and that I hear words I didn't hear in the song before, and I'm like, wow, God, you're just amazing. But simply from listening, you know, amazing things when we listen to that internal guidance. So we can always ask ourselves, am I coming from ego or am I coming from that place of authenticity, of truth, of spirit, of love, unconditional love? You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and Scridget, that is Cynthia James. Check your intention. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you for being here. And, life is good. It's getting better. So much to share with you, excitement. I got to get this out of my head so I can keep going. Let me just get this out because I know it's lingering. So I'm just going to get it out so I can move on. So, anyway. I did my invite today. It's part of the show. Just stay with me. See, this is a lesson for all of us. Certainly a lesson for me. I know that much. So I sent out my invite, and there was, I sent that invite. Sometimes I do it. Whenever I do it, the night before, whatever the case may be. Sometimes I do it the morning of, 1 minute before the show. So anyway, I sent the invite, and one of my friend, Facebook friends, she'll probably unfriend me now if she's listening. But I got nothing but love for you, my dear friend. I ain't going to call your name. But if people want to know who you is, they know what to do. So she said, can't travel there. Well, she responded to the event. She said, can't travel there. Sorry. Would like to attend and find out how to transform energy. So I respond, laugh out loud, I have a better idea for you, Karen. Just click the link and you will have a front row seat. It's a radio show on the internet today at 12 p.m. Eastern. And then she came back, she said, good luck to you. Well, okay, let me not put attitude into it because I don't know where she was feeling, but something in me wants to put attitude like, good luck to you. No, I don't know that. I just read the words. Good luck to you, she said, but I see you are a businessman. Sigh. I'm afraid to spend money. I can't help but put attitude to it. It makes it come alive. I'm afraid to spend money with the economy and all, like so many others. It's not our government's fault. It's the way of war and the world. Now, I told you. I love you. I love you. I almost said the name. Let me get out of this space before I say the name. But, you know, I am really, really grateful for that experience and that exchange because I'm not mad. Don't say anything. I'm grateful because it helps me see where I'm at and check my intention. And it's so in alignment with today's show because there are times like that, we waste energy debating, going back and forth, especially on Facebook. Oh, my God, we got so many opinions. So today we want to talk about how we transform energy rather than waste it, how we can get ourselves to where we want to be. What is your deepest intent? When you wake up every day, what's on your mind? What do you want to accomplish? Are you intending a day that's just going to be amazing, even though you don't know how it's going to work out? Or do you wake up saying, oh, my God, another day of that job. Oh, traffic is just going to be horrible. I just know it. I can just feel it. Oh, God, oh, that bill is due today. I don't have the money. Oh, my life is a mess. You're setting an intention when you do that. But anyway, let's slow down. We're going to break all of this down because life is consciousness, and we're here to help you feel a sense of, I am okay just right where I'm at. There's some things I'm working through. There's some things I'm going through and growing through. But, you know, all things considered, my life is not that bad. I'm alive. I'm breathing. You know, I don't have anything in my refrigerator. I got some juice. I don't have lunch, and I'm going to be hungry soon, but I can just stay in the moment. I don't go into it yet. Slow down. I can't help it. I am so full of energy. So anyway, let me give you some announcements. And before I do that, let me just do the good thing to do. Yeah, I guess. I'm feeling it today. I want to welcome all of you listening on the phone line. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Lisa, Tanya, Tamara, I did that intentionally because all the names end with A, and we've got to start with the A. There's power in the names that come with A, and those names can lead you back to yourself. Celeste is in the house. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Other people on the phone line that I don't recognize who you be, who you is, or who you are. And there are folks in the chat room. Welcome, 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 all of you. For Sack Cheryl is in the house. Yes, indeed. Cheryl is in the house. And guess what? I got an eye for beauty, too. And because I have an eye for beauty, I can see it in the chat room. I have silent listeners. Some of them, I know them. They know me. But they don't want me to know they're listening. And then they'll tell me later. But right now, they're smiling. But that's okay. I know who you is. I know who you be. I know who you are. Notably, Nisi, my dear sister friend. We're going to work it out. We're bringing you back. We want you. We want you. Screech, welcome, welcome, welcome. And all of you listening on the phone line, those that are yet to join us, thank you for being here. And those of you listening to the archive, thank you for tuning in. Because when you listen, it'll be right now. Thank you for tuning in to yourself. And when you tune in to yourself, you don't miss out. But if you don't tune in, chances are you will miss out because everything starts from within. It does. This is the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, and we are taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. What else are we doing? Well, tell them if they're new, how often do you come on? Well, I'm here Monday to Thursday. Tell them the time. Oh, I'm here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. That's better. Okay, great. I have someone over my shoulder. All the shows are archived, so if you missed it, if you missed the beginning, the end, the middle, or you just missed that period, you can always come back. It's lifeconversationsradio.com, and all the shows are archived on there. That's one way. You can go on iTunes. You can subscribe to iTunes, Life Conversations. You find it there. Or if you have an iPod, iPad, all those stuff, just download the app Podcasts. And when you download that, subscribe, Live Conversations, and you'll get all the shows downloaded to you. Or you can do your settings and what you want and what you don't want. You can just check your intention. And speaking of downloading the show, we want to ask for your help right now to spread the word. We're expanding, we're growing. But first thing we want you to do is, if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, we want you to sign in with your Blog Talk Radio account. If you're a silent listener, go ahead and get an account. Do it for us. You know, that's a way of giving love, you know. When you give to us, the universe gives it back to you. Trust me, I am the chosen one. So when you give to me, you will be chosen. All right, calm down. If you're getting triggered by that, we are all the chosen one. I'm just silly enough to say it out loud. Or maybe there's a few of you that are silly enough to say it out loud. Sign into Blog Talk Radio, and there's somewhere that says, what does it say again? I don't know what it says, actually, but I know that it's something that would say sign in, something like using your Facebook account. So when you do that, you help spread the word without even trying. You know, it's kind of like you're saying you like the show because you're listening, so clearly you like it. Even if you're trying to see if it's your first time, you like it, you're here, you're still here. So anyway, yes, it's Thursday, and so much is happening. I'm committed to fun. My intention is to have fun every day, and I think that intention helps me to laugh when things are challenging. So that's that for now. And so spread the word about Life Conversations Radio. We're taking your calls, your questions, maybe something you're dealing with, you're moving through. Maybe you have a challenge, and you saw the topic that you said, you know, that's the perfect title for me. I'm wasting my energy on what I don't want, but I want to transform it. I don't know how. Or this is how I transformed my energy. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And, that's that. And what's the other thing? If you don't want to call in because you're shy, you think I'm going to put you on blast and I'm going to be all up in your business, well, you can go to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page. Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page, whatever you want to call it. I like fan page. No, actually, I like it to be called like it. Yeah. Go on there, post your questions, and Casper, Celeste, or myself will get to it, or the three of us will run to it, and we'll share your questions, your comments on the radio if it's part of what we're doing now. If you don't do Facebook and you want to keep it a secret, you don't want to know what you're doing, you can go to Life Conversations Media. .com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and under there's a tab that says Life Conversations Radio. Click on that tab, a drop menu says Ask Ade, fill in the email. Nobody gets to see it but me, and if you want to remain anonymous, that's fine, but we'll take your questions. So, you know, everything you want to know, you have it, you got it. Now tune in so you don't miss out. What's going on? It looks like people are having some technical difficulties getting in, calling in, but it's okay. Take a breath. Don't trip. Just trust. Mercury is retrograding, and it's all part of the gift of life, so just embrace the gift. Real quick, something else. 1 p.m. today, celestial moment. Make sure you tune in for that. One more thing, a new show today at 7 p.m. Eastern, the Play Experience with Ambassador Farah, first trip. So she's going to be joining us at 7 p.m. Eastern. And guess what? I'm going to be there. So you're going to hear me again twice in a day. Twice in a day with Life Coach Ed. Hey, don't go. Oh, stop it. I've been hijacked by the goofy spirits. But it's okay. It's Thursday. TGIF. Thank God I am free. Thank God I am free. You don't have to wait till Friday to be free. You can be free on a Monday. You can be free on a Tuesday. You can be free on a U day. Whatever day you choose to be free, TGIF. Okay, one quick thing that we need to do now is playfund.com. I'm going to bring Celeste in if she hasn't been booted off by Mercury or the gifts of Mercury. playfund.com/pages/347. Some people say backwards slash. I say forward slash. So, Ambassador, I'm mixing play and please together. Play, what's really going on? Please, not play. Please fund. Pleasefund.com so we can play together. pleasefund.com/pages/347. We're expanding the radio network. We're bringing new hosts. We want to get new equipment. We just want to do what we have been inspired. We've caught the vision, and we want to grow and expand. And we're inviting you to support us in this process by donating your monetary gift. And we believe in the law of giving and receiving. Because we do, whatever you give, we're going to give back to you. We're going to receive, and you're going to receive. You're going to give, and we're giving back to you through the shows and the hosts. Let me bring on Celeste before we lose her again. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am great. Can I have whatever you have for breakfast this morning? I'm just saying, can you share?
Well, wait a minute. But you know what? Thank you for that. And I want to say happy Ramadan to all my Muslim brothers, my Muslim sisters, my father. My father's a Muslim. My father's a Muslim. My mom is a Christian, even though she's not in the body. But that's the label she had. So I say it was whatever. It doesn't matter. But my father said to me, he said, you know, Ramadan is coming. Are you going to fast? And I thought, hey, I can. So I've made that choice to fast. Now, I don't know if I'm going to do the 30 days. I used to do it when I was younger, but I don't know. Today, so I'm fasting. All I've got for breakfast is this glass of water. So I'm going to drink some more to replenish myself and while you do what you need to do.
I know. I'm going to do it. Wow, what an announcement. Okay, I want to say hello to the family. We have some great opportunities when you invest your seed money into Life Conversations Radio Network. It's a great place to make an investment. But before I do that, I want to thank Rebecca, Tam Tam, and Teresa and La Janice for doing one simple thing. You posted the show on your wall. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, because that is a great way to give to us and tell your friends about where we are and what we're doing for our expansion. Now, for some seeds that you want to plant, here are some gifts that we have for you. For trying to help us, no, not trying to help us, helping us expand to be a global media that Life Conversations Radio Network is going to be. So for $1 or more, you get a shout out on the radio that Life Coach Today doesn't normally do. So if you give us a dollar, we'll make sure that we give shout outs to you and thank you for supporting us. Now for $5 or more, we have two options. We have 4 inspirational recorded messages spread over 2 weeks. Get a dose of joy personalized by your very own Life Coach Today. He has high energy and he'll rev you up and get you started on your way. Now for option B, you get a copy of Ambassador Safira's book, Soul Journey to Truth. Jumpstart your inner wellness routine daily with Ambassador's first published book, now in its 3rd edition. It's a treasure of daily poems, affirmations, and inspirations, a very special gem to add to your bookshelf or pocket. Now, for $25 or more, you can get a personal celestial moment with Celeste Morgan. That would be a 30-minute spiritual reading where we will learn your destiny or lessons on your path. You'll get to discover your animals and your birth cards. You get clarity on your journey with me. Now, for $35 or more, you'll get a wellness assessment with Embassa. Wellness assessments are opportunities to get clear about the goals needed for perfect balance and alignment physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and who doesn't need that? So for $50 or more, get group coaching. You gather with Life Coach Today for group coaching to help you lean into your power effortlessly. Remember to be gentle with yourself. You don't have to overdo it, and you get to grow in community. That's 2 1.5-hour sessions spread over 2 weeks for $75 or more. We're talking about individual coaching session. Get the personal touch from Life Coach Today with an individual coaching session and be transformed. That's 2 45-minute sessions spread over 2 weeks. And then for $100, we up the ante, 60-minute sessions spread over 2 weeks, two of them. Again, another individual coaching session, more time and more opportunities for transformation. $250 or more, you get a healing session consultation with Embassa Safara. Consultations are offered to individuals, couples, and families who aspire to move to the next level in their lives, in their health, relationships, and career. For $500 or more, you get a personal spiritual development workshop facilitated by Life Coach Today. And he will do that 1.5-hour workshop at your home, group, or center, maximum of 15 people in the Atlanta area. And finally, $1,000 or more, you'll get to have Life Coach a Day for a speaker engagement with your group, church, or organization in the Atlanta area for 1 hour. So take your pick and make sure you donate to help us expand to where we know we need to be. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, my friend. I appreciate you. Yes, indeed.
I keep forgetting to give the website a day.
Okay,
may
I'll
do that
it
for you, please. Will you?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Because I want to deprive you. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Yeah, don't take away my joy. Okay, it's www.pleasefund.com/pages/347. I'm trying not to say what it adds up to. But it's 14, temperance, yay. Okay, I'm done.
You can't help it. You're just addicted to numbers. Well, get yourself.
I know.
We'll bring you back in 30 minutes to talk about your number experience.
I know, right? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Today we are inviting you to just stop wasting energy and transform energy. You're an alchemist. You're here to transform life. You are here to transform yourself. You're here to transform the painful experience to a pleasurable one. But in order to transform the painful experience, you've got to pay attention inward first. You've got to pay attention inward now. You've got to pay attention to the pain. And how do you, you know, it's real simple. We can actually wrap the show up. Like, next thing I'm going to say, you can just once I say this and you catch it, we can wrap the show up. I mean, you know, you don't have to leave. You can hang around. But if you get this, you're done for the day. Excuse me. So, when we talk about don't waste energy transforming, we started the show with a song called Check Your Intention. How do you transform energy and not waste it? You transform energy by your intention. So we're gifted. We are so in alignment with the all-knowing, we're all-powerful. The presence and power called God, called love, unconditional love. The something that is no thing. And the no thing that is everything. You know, that's something that we're always trying to figure out. Does God exist? What happened before God? In the beginning? What happened before the beginning? We will never know. First of all, we don't even have enough brain cells to comprehend the essence of who we are. But we are evolving, and we have enough brain cells to understand thoughts every day, to break down the bigness of this universe. Some people even say we live in a multiverse. Multiverses of, you know, there's so many universes out there. So many, so much. When you start to think about it, it might even make your nose bleed. Well, I try not to do that. I see myself as a thought blender. You know, thoughts, just different kind of thoughts. I'm a blender for thoughts. So what I do, I make a thought smoothie. So today you all get to taste my food. Anyway, you get to taste my thought smoothie if you want some. It's power packed with some love, some joy, some creativity, some laughter. And I tell you, if you just taste a drop of my smoothie, I don't like that analogy. I don't like it. I do not like that analogy. So, but you get the picture of what I'm saying. You get the picture. So anyway, so it's about breaking complex ideas. Really simple. Actually, what makes life so complicated, it's because it's so simple, something in our mind saying, no, it can't be that simple. You've got to face reality. It's got to be so much more. But you know, life is consciousness. What is life? It is consciousness. Your life right now, what you think about it, the label you give it, the meaning you give it, how you feel about it, it's simply an expression of your consciousness. What is consciousness? Consciousness is awareness. So life is awareness. It's becoming aware, knowing, discovering that there is so much more. Discovering that everything is energy and you have a choice. Sometimes you don't think you have a choice, but you have a choice to use the energy against yourself or use it for yourself. Sometimes we use the energy against ourselves because we have been conditioned to use it against ourselves. So those of you who were at the beginning of the show, when you heard me share the experience I had, somebody called me a businessman, and yes, I am. Yes, I is. But, you know, when I read that, I had a very quick instant. I was like, what's she talking about? And for a minute, I felt judged. For a minute, I mean, not even a minute. It was so quick, I can't even measure it. Like a blip, just a second, just a nanosecond. Like, what? And then I laughed. I just bust out laughing. Because I don't really know her, even though Facebook say we're friends. We don't really know each other. I can meet this sister, and it's like, oh, my God, you're such a beautiful person. But I might meet her and say, yes, you are truly a healing angel for me. I see that you're here to teach me some lessons that I forgot I signed up for. But it really doesn't matter. But in that moment, I had that quick reaction, just so quick, and then after that, I bust out laughing. So now, I had a choice to use the energy against myself or use it for myself and transform it. And the transformation for me in that scenario was to say, how am I going to deal with what she said? Am I going to take it as a criticism, as a judgment? Or I'm just going to just hear it and practice one of the four agreements. Don't take anything personal. And then don't make assumptions. I don't know what she's dealing with. She might call me now and tell me, you know, this is what I'm dealing with, and then I get all compassionate, and then she tells me I wasn't the one that left that comment. But you know, everything is happening in thoughts. So today is about really giving our consciousness a power wash, cleansing the mind so we can transform energy. We can transform the lead in our lives so we can turn it into gold. And how do you do that? Through the power of intention. The power of intention. What's your intention? When you woke up today, what's the first thought? For some people, you may just be waking up. Some of you may have been up for the past 6 hours, 7 hours, or whatever. Just kind of take yourself back right now and see. Don't go into, oh, I can't remember, because there again, you're wasting energy. Don't do that. Trust your body, trust your intuition, trust yourself, trust your spirit. Just take yourself back and ask, what was my first thought when I became aware that I was awake? What was my first thought when I was between sleep and awakeness? You know, that stage where you're sort of awake, but you wake up just before your alarm, if you use an alarm, like me, or some of us don't. Sometimes I don't, but anyway, that's irrelevant. just go back to the point. That moment when you just became conscious that you're awake, what was your first thought? Was your first thought, oh, I'm so glad it's Thursday, move to most Friday, and the weekend's around the corner? Did you wake up thinking, oh, God, I want to sleep some more, I'm so tired, I hate my job? Or was your first thought, I just look forward to a time, a day when I don't have to get up this early? Was your thought, oh, I'm so grateful to be alive, I honor myself, I embrace myself, I feel my body. Oh, thank you, God, for waking me up. Oh, let me go see what my children are doing. Let me see if they're up. Let me see if my husband is up, my wife is up, my partner is up. You know, let me see if the dog needs to go out and poop. What was it? Whatever it is what it is. But it is more powerful when you first wake up to set an intention for your day. And you can start simply by saying thank you. To who? To whoever. Because there's so much power in those words, thank you. When you give thanks, that energy goes forth and it brings back more opportunities and people to give you a reason to be thankful. We are really thankful already. So in order to experience it, we give it because you're thankful. You are grateful. You're full of greatness. Life is consciousness. So from that place, you start your day off with a great foundation. That's, you know, you plant the seed for transformation. Now, some people might say, well, you know, I wake up in the morning, I give thanks, I do my meditation, and, you know, I get myself together, and I'm ready for the world. But, yeah, you just know there's just going to be somebody who's just going to piss me off. Well, maybe. But, you know, the person that you say pisses you off or somebody hurts your feelings, really, they're just being themselves. You have a choice to allow what they did to ruin your life, to ruin your spiritual practice, say, this is why I hate this job. This is why I don't like driving. This is why I don't like driving the Metro Atlanta. This is why I don't like downtown. No, that's not why. Why you don't like what you don't like is because of thoughts you think about that place. But we all have a choice. There's going to be some moments where we're going to respond in a way that we're not proud of. And it's okay. This is not spiritual perfection. It's about spiritual practice. And every day you have an opportunity to practice. Not to be perfect. The truth is, oh, let me tell you a secret. The truth is you are already perfect. But no, nobody's perfect. That's not true. Everybody is perfect. When you go back to the essence of who you are, the truth of who you are pure perfection. Let me convince you if I can. I don't know if I can do that, but I'll try. Think about it. Before you existed, before you became who you are today, you started off as a cell. I mean, we can go further than that, but let's just stop there. Just one single cell. And that cell had every information it needed to develop into a fetus, to become a baby, to grow its limbs, grow heart, brain, eyes, everything that you need to survive on this planet. As a cell, a tiny little cell that you need a microscope to see. So tiny that if you don't have a microscope, you won't even know it existed. It's a drop. But then there's something before that. There is an essence, there's an energy, there's a power, there's a force that is always with you. So you don't even have to say, may the force be with you. It's already with you. No, guess what? You are the force of God. You are the power. You are the essence. And God is pure perfection. That's what you are. But we must do our spiritual practice to remember who we are on this physical plane. because part of my thoughts, I believe that when we go through the birth canal, it's so painful, all that squeezing and pushing and pulling and twisting and turning and trying to come out, and mother say, I can't do it. And you're like, wait, woman, come on, make your mind up and leave me in here, let me out. As a matter of fact, no, I want to come out. I got this thing all over me. It's kind of heavy. You know, we forget our mission on this planet. We forget, and then we're bombarded with, you should do this. This is the way to behave. That is right. That is wrong. This is good. This is bad. Say this. Don't say that. You do this. You do that. Share your toys. Don't share your toys. Be nice. Don't listen to strangers. Be nice to everybody, but don't listen to strangers. That is really bad. You know, we get all of that, and as children, we didn't have the filter to block all of that. We've been told by people who care about us. So your consciousness was so receptive that it was recording all that information. And as a child, you're not thinking, oh, I don't know if that aligns with the essence of who I am, Mom. That's just not the truth. You know, your consciousness was so receptive, was milking it in, was just taking it in. And it's like recording on a tape. So the ones that took care of us or didn't, those that saw the good in us and those that saw the not so good in us, the bad in us, the ugly in us, they recorded on our consciousness, on our awareness, on our mind, a subconscious mind. So we grew up believing that foolishness. And we don't even know. We say, well, it's because I have low self-esteem. It's because I don't love myself. No, it's because you have a bad programming in your consciousness. Now that you're aware, now that you're awake, it's time to set your intention. And when you set your intention, you can check your intention every day. I want to share something with you, an article that I read about power of intention, law of attraction, and becoming that you desire. And this part I'm about to share with you, if you catch this, every part that I share should give you something, I'm sure. But catching this should, I think, bring you peace. It's an article about Wayne Dyer. And let me backtrack a bit. You know, we're talking about intention, and here's a simple definition of intention. For those who might say, well, what does he mean? Well, does he mean this? Or you may be thinking, what is intention? You can Google it. Go to dictionary.com. But I'm talking about intention as a goal. If you go to dictionary.com, it will tell you that it's an act or an instance of determining mentally upon some action or result. An act or instance of determining mentally upon some action or goal or result. I was thinking goal. So setting intention is really setting a goal. It's the same thing. So when you set the goal, you do everything that you know to do to fulfill it, to help it manifest. If you're going to have a good day, then give that to somebody. Smile. See the best in somebody else. One of the listeners in chat room has the username Eye for Beauty. Decide to see beauty in others. Maybe even challenge yourself to see the beauty in people that your loved one, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, whoever, people you don't get on with, your neighbors that get on your nerves, that plays music at 2 o'clock in the morning while you're going to be waking up in 2 hours. So you know, I've got to see the beauty in them. That's the goal. That's the intention. So here's what Wayne Dyer said about teaching of Lao Tzu. It's to talk about these four virtues. That if you can apply these virtues in your life, in your spiritual practice, you will attract that you are. Because we think, you know, we want to get what we want. I want this, I want that. Well, the quickest way to get what you want, I'm going to go back to the virtues. The quickest way to get what you want, you become what you want. Because you only get what you are. You only attract what you are vibrationally. Everything that comes to you by your vibration. It's a vibrational match. Any and everything that you're going through, it's simply a reflection of your vibrational alignment. You get to choose if you're going to call it good or bad. Or you can just say, this is not working for me. I need to change my vibration. Now, Wayne Dyer, what he's sharing about his teaching of Lao Tzu and the virtues, four virtues. The first one is He said, those who want to know the truth, that's not the first one, those, this is part of the article, slow down. I'm all excited. I think I'm going to fast tomorrow as well. I'm just fasting this Ramadan thing. I'm feeling energized. Those who want to know the truth of the universe should practice the four cardinal virtues. Here's the first one. The first one is reverence for all of life. Reverence for all of life. This manifests as unconditional love and respect for oneself and all other beings. Think about that. Reverence for all of life. Reverence for all, not just a selected few, not just people of like-minded, not just spiritual people, not just religious people, not just people from America, not just people from the South, from the North, from other parts of the country, other parts of the world, for all of life, reverence. And a sense of unconditional love, a sense of honor, a sense of respect. A sense of unconditional love for someone who just gets on your nerves. A sense of respect for a neighborhood that when you go through it, something happens in your body and you're like, oh, I can't wait to get through. I hope I don't have to stop. Oh, let me make sure my doors are locked. A sense of unconditional love, of respect for all of life. But here's the big one. Still with the first virtue. A sense of respect, unconditional love for yourself. For yourself. Now, when we talk about self-love, it's like, yeah, that's so cliche, I know. It doesn't, I mean, you may be thinking, oh, self-love, yeah, I know about that. I wanted something deeper to, you know, to transform energy and not waste it. But this thing about love, you know, no. Everything that you experience today is simply, so they all come together, just said differently, lets you know how much you are loving yourself and how much more you need to love yourself. If you choose to. So the first virtue is reverence for all of life. You will know the truth of the universe when you love yourself unconditionally. Because anything that you love will reveal its secrets to you. And when you love yourself enough, yourself will reveal its secrets to you. How to transform energy and not waste it. Here's the second one. The second virtue is natural sincerity. Natural sincerity. I'm reading Wayne Dyer's sharing of Lao Tzu's teaching. This manifests as honesty, simplicity, and faithfulness. Virtues to understand the truth of the universe. Virtues to help you transform energy, to be in the flow. Natural sincerity. This manifests as honesty, simplicity, and faithfulness. Being honest with yourself. Being honest with your feelings. Being honest with where you are in life. If you feel that you're not where you want to be or you think you should be, just be honest. Just be honest that you're critical of yourself. Just be honest that, you know, as a matter of fact, you're good at what you do. But you don't want to say that out loud because you think people are going to think you're conceited and, well, you think you're feeling too much. No, just be honest that you're working through talking about what you're good at. Simplicity. Just choose the simple aspect of life. What will make your life simple right now? Right now. What will make your life simple? Faithfulness. And the Bible talks about faith without works. It's dead. What are you dedicated to? And you may be dedicated, committed to something. You don't see it as faith. You just know, I feel it in my beingness. I feel it in my bones. It's got to manifest. And I have faith that it will be revealed. And you having that faith, knowing, seeing it inside of you, in your consciousness, that it would appear, and you actually feel like it's already appeared, that will bring it forth. That's the second natural sense, second virtue. To knowing the truth of the universe. But too long to go, to come, and there's so much more. Can you be honest with yourself? Can you be simple with yourself? Can you be faithful about yourself? Can you faithfully go after what you say you want, what you've been dreaming you want? Can you love yourself unconditionally? If you change your goals, if you change direction, or because you got married, you got a job, you traveled, your parents divorced, or you divorced, whatever the case may be, can you still love yourself unconditionally? Life is good, it's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. So much going on in the chat room, I can't read all of it. So if there's anything that you want me to get to, post it on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page, or you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com and send an email from there by clicking on the Life Conversations Radio, and then there's a drop arrow. There's a drop arrow that says Ask Addy. Fill in the email, or just call in 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I just got an email saying it's been really hard to get into the chat room over the past month. Is something up with Blog Talk Radio? I don't know. I'll find out, and I'll let you know. So the past month, I didn't know that. So we're getting ready for Celestial Moment, and before we do that, in about 5 minutes, call in 347-426-3346. What is? I want to hear your thoughts. Are you at a place where you've achieved something that you didn't even know how possible it's going to be? That you've been thinking, you know, the things that you've done in the past. This month, we're really talking, we're focusing on freedom and learning to transform energy would help you recognize your true freedom. So even though sometimes things are challenging, things are painful, and maybe if you listen to the show for the first time, you may think I'm just saying, well, you know, you would never have any pain, no more fears. No, that's not the kind of teacher I am. You will experience challenges. As a matter of fact, my thought is you're going to have challenges till the last breath. Maybe, maybe not, but that's how I see it. And I'm entitled to change my mind about that. But right now, and you can have your opinion about that, but the truth is the challenges, we know this, we hear it, the challenges that we're having are simply the equipment that we need in our spiritual gym to make us stronger, to strengthen the spiritual muscles. If we then have the challenges, this equipment to strengthen our spiritual muscles, spiritually we're going to be flabby. Spiritually, we'll be unfit. Spiritually, we won't even know that we're love. We won't even know that we're creativity. We won't even know that we're joy. So some of us pray for peace of mind, for abundance. And the tools show up to help us recognize, realize, remember that, first of all, either we recognize that we have it already and we give thanks for what we already have, or an opportunity will show up, something will show up to help you tap in, reconnect, become aware to the belief system, the behavior, the habit that is blocking you from having the abundance, to experiencing the abundance, peace of mind, to not having a harmonious relationship. Something will happen. Now, your intention is, if you can set the intention that, okay, this is happening for me, not to me. I'm not a victim. I am committed. I am dedicated to catching the lesson. This is a test, but I can't wait to testify. Like Diane Reeves song, I just want to testify. And no matter what you're going through or growing through right now, you can testify. You can just say, you know what? I've been through the fire. And the fire burned all the stuff that is not serving me. I am resurrected. I am made new. I have been transformed. We have a choice. We can say, but why is God doing that? Why did God? God is not doing anything. Why are they doing that to me? Okay. How come, you know, we can, on a human level, people do things to us. Some people do it intentionally. That's their intention, to just piss somebody off sometimes. Today, oh, man, this is my last day at work. All them, they've been bothering me. Today is my day to have a field day. That's their intention. But you know, this planet, each and every one of us, we're governed by laws of the universe. So what you give, you receive. Some people call it karma, but, you know, I try not to use karma because it's used as something as a punishment. That this thing called karma, it's something's going to happen to you because you've been bad or you've been evil or you've been this, you've been that, you haven't been good, you haven't been loving, you haven't been peaceful. No! It must be my karma. Yes, it is. You can help. Karma is simply law of cause and effect. Cause and effect. You are the cause of your life. You are first cause. And the things that you experience is the effect. So if you are having pain in your body, something in you believes in disease, or there's something in your energy that needs clearing, so you may need a spiritual healer to go do the work. You may need some ancestral healing. You may need to be hypnotized. You may need to reconnect and to look at your past life. You may just need to just get still and be quiet. But karma is simply cause and effect. Everything that you're experiencing right now is simply the result of what you did in the past or didn't do. Just that simple. And for whatever reason, well, what do you mean? I can do it because it doesn't matter. Let me go back to that second virtue. The second virtue is natural sincerity. This manifests as honesty, simplicity. If we can learn the art of being simple, you will forever transform energy. As a matter of fact, what you're doing is allowing energy to be all that it needs to be. Because God is always seeking to express itself, himself, herself. The God consciousness, the God's presence, just wants to do so much more than you've ever known, more than you've ever seen. So by being simple, you allow it. You allow it for God. You allow God to reveal itself through and as you. So whatever you need, whatever you're praying for, whatever you're asking for, right, just become the place. Just become the perfect condition to be revealed. God can only do for you what God can do through you. And the Course in Miracles, I always often share this, that there's like, I think it's 50 definitions of what a miracle is. But a simple one, the one I love the most, a miracle is a shift in perspective. Just shifting how you see yourself, how you see life, how you see the world. That's a miracle. And the minute you shift your perception, the minute you shift your consciousness, that's something new. And that something new will change the life the way you see yourself. As a matter of fact, that's something new, that new idea, that new insight, that new thought can propel you so far beyond your wildest imagination. And then you say, oh my God, I had it all along. The journey of life, the purpose of life is not to run to that what I had all along. is to allow what I have all along to be revealed every moment in the perfect time, in the perfect moment. I'm going to share this, and I'm going to go to Celestial Moment. A few days ago, they did something on Newsnight. And actually, I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this before I tell you about because I wanted you to experience what I experienced if you didn't watch it. If you can actually get a pill, P-I-L-L, if you can get a pill from your doctor or wherever you get it from, and you know that by ingesting that pill, you will be alert, you won't even feel sleepy, you will tap into your inner genius, and, you know, you do things that you've been procrastinating on. Like a friend of mine said one time, I feel like I turned off the procrastination button. And you know this pill will help you turn off the procrastinator button. And you're so inspired. You stay up three nights in a row. And your mind is so clear. You're so focused. Would you take it? Now, you don't know the side effect. If there are any side effects. But you just know, people telling you this is a great pill, and you will be able to do everything you want. You'll be able to write the book you've always wanted to write. You've always wanted to write. You'll be able to just live your passion. You'll be able to travel and do the things you wanted to do. You'll just be so alert, awake, and enthusiastic. Would you take the pill? Just letting you, just have you think about that for a minute. Well, so on Newsnight, there was a story about that. And I remember when I saw this a few nights ago, if you go to ABC, or I'll probably post that in the FAM, the Life Conversations Radio like page, or the Ask Life Coach Addict. I'll post it there, yeah. But anyway, and I remember when I saw it, I'm like, I am not taking any pill that's going to give me all these great things that I really desire, because I don't know what's in that pill. And then as I kept listening to the story, actually, no, I didn't keep listening to the story. I was doing some work. I was editing a show. So I put it on mute, but just looking at the picture. But before I really, I put it on mute, and then I had the thought. I said, well, I remember seeing a movie that came out sometime last year. I think it was last year, called Limitless. And Limitless was a guy taking a pill, and when he takes the pill, he's an author. I mean, he completed his book. There was nothing he couldn't do. He learned so many different languages, and I mean, he was expressing godness without just unstoppable. And I thought, wow, we do have that potential. So I thought about that. And then as I was looking at the television, muted, volume down, they showed a clip from Limitless. And then I thought, wait a minute, how are you just going to make a broad declaration of not taking the medication because, you know, you don't know what's in there? And I just brought myself back to the middle. And I thought, you know, I don't know if I would take the medication. It's very tempting because, boy, I'm an Aries. I have so many ideas. Man, if I can just allow those ideas to come out, oh, my God. It would take me a year to do it and for the rest of my life because I'm going to live until 150. So I just need 1 year to do everything I want to do and the next years of my life. So 150 at the least. I will never have to do anything. But sometimes we Aries sometimes we don't finish what we start. But this medication, they say it will help me complete. But I don't know. And so then I wonder, you know, have we just become such a society that we just want to run, we just can't wait, we don't want to do the work? But then I don't know. It is what it is. Jesus said, greater things than this shall ye do. Greater things than this shall ye do. The things I do, you can do also. Maybe coming up with the pill and the ingredients is part of it. I particularly don't want to stay up three nights in a row. I mean, I can do one night without a pill. I really can go 24 hours without a pill, effortlessly, really. But two nights, I would not want to be around anybody. I think I'd be pretty grouchy. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Addict Radio Show. Today we are talking about energy, transforming energy. Don't waste it. Transforming your test into a testimony. Unwrapping the gifts of the blessing that are in disguise. so you can use the blessings, the trial, the tribulation, the grief, the things that you're feeling that feel so heavy, that feel so painful, use it as a spiritual tool to develop your spiritual muscle. And when you develop your spiritual muscle, there's nothing you can't handle. Because your spiritual muscle is rooted in goodness, in godness, in greatness. So whatever comes your way, you can pick it up spiritually. Oh, I got that. Oh, you blaming me for your failure. I got that. Oh, I just got a letter. They're going to foreclose on my house. Oh, my God. Really, what am I going to do? But wait, I got that. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And in the meantime, we ask that you share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters. Because we're transforming energy. We're supporting people, supporting ourselves, not to waste energy. That's what life is about. Life is energy. You are that. Don't waste it. Transform it. You're an alchemist. It is time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I got that. I'm great, but you know what, today I wanted to tell you, you're doing great, you know, and everybody in the chat room, you're beautiful, and everybody on the phone line. But what I wanted to tell you is when you were describing all those challenges and flipping them over as testimony to the strength that you can handle it no matter what, I also saw that we also have angels as well, and lots of spirit beings that are here and animals to help us on our journey in case we don't got that. I got to say it wrong to make it right. You know, we don't have to have it all. We also know how to, you know, we also need to learn how to pass it off too. Just saying.
Go ahead. Why don't you teach? Why don't you? Go
well,
ahead.
You know, I also have a quick confession for you. Life coach today, I wasted energy today. I'm so sorry. For me,
you wasted energy?
I sure did. I was worried about a meeting. And, you know, that worry energy just zaps your energy, right? Yes, I'm confessing. And I was worried and I was worried and I was worried, and I'm sitting in this meeting, and next thing I know, I look out the window and a butterfly, very high, just appeared out of nowhere. And, you know, a butterfly is number 9, and that is connected to my mommy as well as some close friends. So in the middle of this meeting, I just exhaled. I took a deep breath. And I was like, see, I have to share that out loud. I wasted energy, and all was well. So I wanted to let you know I wasted energy today. I did. And I won't work on that.
But you got the lesson. The universe said, it's okay, my child. Send a butterfly. Transform. Just transform that energy right now. As you said, they're always angels. We got to, you know, sometimes we it's hard for us to get to that place of transformation, raising that vibration. But the universe, God, Spirit, Allah, Buddha, whatever, got our back. Like, I got you. Stop it. So
I know, right? And that's why I'm dedicating this celestial moment to my mother, Linda Lee Harris, who had a birthday this week. Came through as a butterfly today. So, with all that
happy
said.
Happy birthday, Linda. Go ahead.
I know, right? She's so beautiful. Anyway, good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. Happy New Moon in Cancer! A perfect time for receiving our blessings and setting intentions. It's Thursday, July 19th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2038. Add 2038, and the energy of the day equals 13. Now, 13 is the death card in tarot and a coyote in medicine cards, but we are going to add one more time to see what's hiding underneath. 1 plus 3 equals 4. We find a deer in medicine cards representing gentleness, and then we walk in authority as the emperor in tarot cards. Bring them both together, and you have an amazing tool I like to call compassionate power to raise your vibration and those of others simply by your example. The fourth letter of the alphabet is D, and words like destiny, dreaming, and discovery connect us to the magical power of four. Now today, for a special treat, we are going to put the spotlight on the dolphin of the medicine cards. Its number is not 4, it's actually 40. But when you add 4 plus 0, you get 4. So here we go. dolphin, breathe with me. Breath of the divine, manna of the universe, in oneness we entwine. Breathing the divine is our sacred gift. The breath of life is the divine breathing as us. The dolphin is our teacher, showing us how to breathe between worlds, air and water. It teaches us how to release emotions through its breath. It creates a rhythm and a sound. We have our own sounds, and it's time to express them authentically instead of all of this shallow anxiety breathing. That just drains your energy. So tap the logic and freedom of the air and connect with the emotions of deep waters, and you will find yourself at home between two worlds with tools to transform your energy instead of wasting it. It all starts with your breathing. Exhale, family. All is well. And that's the story of four told through our friend the dolphin of the medicine cards. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. You're such a blessing, and you're truly a representation of your lovely mother, Linda. Thank you. Thank you for all you do behind the scenes and on Celestial Moment, on the website, on Facebook. I appreciate you, my friend. Life is good. It's getting better. Celeste reminded us to just breathe, to just, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to read the, share the last two virtues to getting to know the truth of the universe, to support you in transforming energy. And while we're transforming energy, let's just breathe in together right now. Let's just breathe in together and breathe out. And breathe in together and breathe out. And right now, you continue to breathe if you need some more, but in that collective unified consciousness of love, you want to send a healing energy to Nisi's friend. Nisi has a friend who is in need of good energy, good vibration, positive energy. The friend is getting ready to make a difficult decision today. And right now, we know that your friend is an expression of who and what God is. And their life is in divine order. And God is the activity of their consciousness, the activity of their life, that they're making the right decision, and it's really not difficult. I see your friend, Nisi, just taking time out to just get still and tap into the simplicity of goodness, of God, of good. And from that place of peacefulness, of calmness, they make their choice. We bless whatever choice they make. We bless the choice. We know they're in divine order. And for anybody else who is in the same situation, we know all is truly well. All is truly well. And so it is. And so it is. We're going to take a break. And let's see, what are we going to do? We're going to take a break, we're going to come back, and then we're going to do whatever we're led to do. But right now, what am I feeling? This is what I'm feeling. I'm going between two songs. I'm thinking two songs, but I'm feeling this lesson on oneness. So we recognize our oneness as we join together in consciousness, in love. And then when we come back to Linda Liu, who said, sometimes simple is so difficult to achieve. You are so right, because the mind says, no, 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 it's going to be hard, but don't answer the question yet. Wait till you bring Linda on. Just play Carly Jackson and then bring Linda on. I am having so much fun. Are you having fun? We'll be right back. Come on, Carly. Come on. Wake up. Oh, sorry. You were meditating? My bad. I didn't know you were meditating. You ready now? Oh, you need to clear your throat? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Ready? Okay, good. Carly's ready, ladies and gentlemen. The lesson in oneness.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one.
We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one. There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. Because the change wants to see you. That's why it's tapping at your consciousness. The change wants to see you. That's why you see the change that needs to happen. The change is like, I can be the change. I want to come out. I want to show you change. But you've got to be the change. And what you want, when you become what you want, you see it. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. The number is 347-426-3346. Call now. Press 1. We'll come to you. Linda's waiting in line. Linda Lou, that is. Lesson in Oneness. We are one. That's Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook, or you can find her through, you can listen to her songs on the website soundcloud.com. Carly Jackson, C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. Now, let's talk simplicity. Linda Lou's coming to tell us how simple it is to take life so simple. She's mastered it, and she can't wait to share it with us. Hey, Linda Lou, how are you doing?
Hey, Ade, I'm good. How are you?
I am in love with love.
Well, you know, I was listening to you, and I just have been thinking this question for a couple weeks now, and thought maybe you could put some light on it, that how something so simple, like change your thoughts, change your life. I mean, it really is true, and I know it's true, but why is something so simple so hard to achieve?
Ask Life Coach Ade. There you go. Well, let me tell you what I believe, what I sense, there's some people, clearly other people have a different response, but for me, it's in line with what I said earlier. We grow up, and those around us get to program our awareness. They get to program our consciousness. They tell us life is dangerous. Life is not simple. You got to work hard. You got to study hard. You got to give your best. You got to be better than the best. You got to fight. You got to push. You got to shove. So we hear all of that, and we're still hearing it. You're hearing
right.
it. I mean, sometimes some of those medications, when they advertise it, they say, no, you're depressed. Are you having issues making love to your partner? Are you having a headache? And then you say, oh, yes, I am. I mean, they ask all these questions that if you really pay attention, you answer yes to one of it. And then they tell you, oh, here's the remedy. But guess what? You are, I want to use another word, but I won't. I'll be nice today. You are jacked up if you use this. It's possible that you might even die from using this remedy that we're giving you. It's possible that you will be move your bed into the bathroom. But, you know, it does help people come out of depression. You know, you might get schizophrenic. And it's like, wait a minute. So we're constantly being bombarded with how difficult life is. And sometimes just by observation, we take it in. And it's the mind. It's the mind. That's why we want to do our own spiritual practice. We want to take time to say, no, that's not my reality, to deny that, to affirm what is true about ourselves. Now, it's part of a journey. It's just, it's so divinely orchestrated. When we took on a body, when we came, when we said, yep, I got that. You know, I'm bored in this spiritual realm, just floating around. I think a thought and I'm there. I'm seeing all these colors. I'm seeing different soul levels. Some soul level who's still at a baby stage. Some soul levels who are mature. Some soul level, you know, I want to do something different. I want to grow. I want to be an evolved soul. I want to go on the planet. So that's how else would you develop your muscles if you don't have the tools that are causing resistance? So those of us who are on a spiritual path, those of us who are doing a spiritual practice, is when we find it difficult to be simple, to be able to reach out to somebody else and say, I'm having a difficult time. And by even confessing, by speaking, by giving voice to what we're feeling, and we now create a space to receive the answer. And suddenly what seems so difficult becomes so simple. And it's usually about an action we need to take. It's usually when it's difficult because we are projected forward, we are focusing on the risk. What if that doesn't work? I don't know if I have the qualification. I don't know if I'm old enough. I don't have the money. It's not the right time. Oh, my God, what if I become home? So we make it difficult and we can't move. We scare the shit out of ourselves. We can't move forward because we just, but how about looking at the reward instead of the risk? So for me, I just believe that we have been conditioned to believe life is difficult. I have difficult moments in my life, but my work is to undifficult the difficulties. You know, that's what spiritual practice is about. That's what daily practice, when they say, let's what Sharon earlier, to just connect with the breath. How do you make the difficulties in your life become easier? Maybe you may not call it simple, but just simple. How do you navigate the difficulties? Breathe in and breathe out. Reset your consciousness. Close your eyes. See with your inner eyes. Play a song that will bring you back into alignment. You know, talk to a good friend, talk to a coach, talk to a minister, talk to a speaker, talk to a mentor, talk to a neighbor, just talk about it. You know, so that's what I think, Lena. But I know you have an answer. I want to hear your thoughts. I'm not just going to let you get away that easy. Why do you think something so simple is so difficult? I know who you are. I see you. What do you think it is?
Well, you know, I hear a lot of different answers with all the people that I engage with through teleseminars and on the phone, like with you, and so on and so forth. And for me personally, I think where I get that, for lack of a better word, and not a good one actually, stuck, is that I'm at a point in my spiritual growth where I am completely aware of those thoughts when they come to me. Whereas six months ago, I was not aware of those thoughts. They were just rampant, right? But now I've come into the part of my spiritual growth where I'm at least aware of them. And I have heard, you know, anything you say to yourself, you know, don't admit something that you're not. You know, like when you were saying, I'm having a difficult time. To not say that, because then that reinforces the universe giving you difficulty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear other people, such as yourself today, saying to bring that into confession. And by bringing that into confession, that you're acknowledging that you're having a difficult time, and then the universe will bring forth the energies to move you out of it. So I get stuck in between those two different thought processes, which I understand is probably the ego playing conflict with me.
You know, go ahead.
No, that was just a word that just popped out of my mouth.
So, I like that, because it does pop out of my mouth sometimes. We say so, but we don't even, that's a good one. So, this is what I think. I really do like the point you just raised, because that is so important. Now, I don't have anything to say against, I mean, I've said it too. It's like claiming your divinity and the power of the I am, your I am presence. Yes. But I also believe, I also feel, I also sense and know that as a spiritual being having a human experience, it is important to acknowledge what I am feeling. It's important for me to acknowledge what I'm seeing. So when I say I'm having a difficult time, that's my reality right then. Now, the thing is, let me slow down. The thing that I tell people is, you can't heal what you don't feel, and you can't heal what you don't acknowledge. Now, if you want to say, well, my I am-ness, my I am presence, and I don't want to say I'm having a difficult time, and I don't want to say that, okay, fine. If that works, not you, Linda, I'm saying you, the universal you,
right,
you know,
right.
The universal you. And if
right.
anybody says, well, I don't want to put I am difficult, I'm having a difficult time, or I have money challenges, well, don't do it. Because I always say, quite regularly, often enough, that this is how I see it. This is my truth. And my intention for my shows, my workshop, and everything I do is let my words be a catalyst for your transformation. So personally, I believe that it's important to acknowledge I am sad, I feel sick, especially from somebody who always wants to be perfect, me. Always don't want to say that I'm having a challenging time. Now, all is well. Now, you know, I'm good with words. But I've gotten to the point where I'm saying, you know, and even to tell somebody I am sorry. There was a time I wouldn't say that. But sometimes somebody that is having a challenging time and they just want to hear somebody who understands and say, I am
sorry to hear you going through what you're going through. I know the essence of who I am. I know that the I am that I am is love, is joy, and is not sorry, is not unhealthiness, is not all the other stuff. But when we communicate on a human level, what's getting in the way? So for me, we have to experiment with what works for us. So for me, I say, the whole thing about confession is because something about when you share your thoughts to the minister, to a friend, something that you've been holding. We see it on talk shows when people have been holding secrets years and years and years, and then they finally bring it out, and the person working with them say, how do you feel? I feel like I got a load off my chest. That's all it is. Get the load off your chest that you're having a difficult time, but don't live there. Don't move there. Don't buy a house there. So personally, I say yes. Find a time when you don't want to say I'm having a difficult time, but do it in the do your work. You get to know what aligns with where you are. And just because I'm saying I'm sad, I'm sick, it doesn't mean I'm separated from God. And I can say I'm sad, I'm sick, I'm having a difficult time, and I know it's temporary. Now, if I keep going around, I'm having a difficult time. Linda Lou, I'm having a difficult time. Celeste, I'm having a difficult time. Oh, Teresa, I'm having a difficult time. Cheryl, then we got issues. Confess once and move on. That's the key. Confess once and move on. Well, you don't understand. My life has been difficult. You talk to a friend. Yeah, I know. I really want to help, but my life has been difficult. I'm having a difficult. Then now you're just affirming. That becomes a prayer. But confess
right.
once and move on. Because once you confess it and release it, let it go. Now be open for the solution, the solution, the answer. Life is a journey.
Boy, you got that right, brother.
Does that bring you some clarity?
Well, yeah, it does. It really does. And I guess that's why I decided that I was moved to call, because I really did need to express that. And I know I'm not the only one that feels that the middle of where that conflict is in your spiritual growth.
And what you did, when you identify, when you express that conflict that you feel sometimes, that's how we transform energy. We go to that conflict, and we don't live there. We don't buy a house there. We look at it and say, I'm conflicted. And then the minute we say what is, a new awareness shows up. So thank you for that gift, the gift of transformation.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Linda Lou. Life is good. It's getting better. Transforming energy. Don't waste your energy. You're here to transform the planet. You're here to transform your your ancestry, your family, your family history. You're here to transform your life. You're here to transform this moment. And when Linda talked about being stuck, you know, I call it a new awareness. You know, we don't always want to say I'm stuck. And Teresa in the chat room is going through changes because she doesn't want to be stuck. Yeah, we don't want to say we're stuck. But I caught a new awareness. Could it be when we are feeling stuck, it is the gift of love, the gift of universe to keep us still so that we can pay attention? Could it just be when we can't move? Because maybe we've been moving around, running, doing this, doing that, that, and this, and so busy, and the bees are saying, dude, you are driving me nuts. And so when we get in that space of being stuck, could it be that your soul is saying, stop already, be still? Because usually the times when we feel stuck is when we pay the most attention. There's I can't remember a quote by, who was it? It's not Ralph Waldo Emerson, I don't think it is. But there's a quote that says that the time that we are lost is something like that. The time that we feel lost is when we actually find ourselves. So here's the flip on being stuck. When you're feeling stuck, just say yes. Say, okay, God, I'm listening. Okay, Ade, I'm paying attention. Acknowledge yourself for telling yourself to be still. There's so many things, you know, words get in the way and we can explain it, and then the egoic mind says, yeah, that works, but sometimes it doesn't matter. But become so simple, so gentle with yourself that you can say, it's okay. And not just say it's okay, but become an observer of your life. Become an observer of life. Just observing how you respond to life, how you react, how you teach, how you learn, how you give. Just observe. Sometimes we get caught up, but just bring yourself to observe. Observe yourself feeling the pain, going through the challenges. Observe yourself being passionate and being passionate and being excited and being full of life. I don't know how it happens. I can't tell you. But there are times when I observe myself during the show, and those are the times when I start cracking up, I digress, I go somewhere, because I'm hearing myself, I'm watching myself saying, dude, what are you on? I actually hear myself saying, what are you on? And I bring myself back. But it is what it is. You will never understand yourself. Like Brother Ishmael Tete told us the other time, You can't understand life. You can't understand God. You can just become aware. And in awareness, it transcends understanding. It's just an inner knowing. Let me give you the last two of the virtues. The virtues that will help you know the truth of the universe. The third one. So the first one was, if you just joined, the first one was reverence for all of life, which manifests as unconditional love for yourself, respect for yourself and others. Second one is natural sincerity. This manifests as honesty, simplicity, and faithfulness. The third one, my favorite. I struggled with this, because when I'm working with people, I tune in to spirit, and I listen to what I'm being told to share. And I find myself telling people, be gentle. I'm thinking, dude, you got to do more than that. Gentle, that's so easy. But I so get it. So the third one is gentleness. Gentleness, which manifests as kindness, consideration for others, and sensitivity for spiritual truth. Gentleness, which manifests as kindness, consideration for others, and sensitivity for spiritual truth. Gentleness. Just think of how if you had a baby that's 2 days old or a few seconds old. Old. Whatever old means. A day old, a week old, there's a sort of gentleness that we have. We say, wash your hands. Don't touch the head so hard. Don't squeeze so hard. Be gentle. Because we believe the baby is fragile. And the baby is fragile. And so are you. I don't care if you're an adult. I don't care if you're 30s, you're 40s, you're 50s, you're 60s. And if you're breaking the record, you're in 120, or you're going to set a record like me, 150. I don't care. There's a part of you that is so fragile, so vulnerable, so childlike, that needs all the love there is. And if you do not learn how to be gentle with yourself, that part of you that doesn't want to tell the truth, that doesn't want to confess, that doesn't want to say scared, afraid, that is having some difficulties, if you don't have the courage to be gentle with yourself, you will be hard for you to feel the gentleness from others. You will feel attacked. But when you learn to be gentle with yourself by being kind to others, by being considerate of others, by being sensitive to spiritual truth, and you let go of intellectual spirituality, and it's okay to question. It's okay to doubt. It's okay to be a skeptic. But don't live there. Come back to the truth. There's so much more that I don't know. Gentleness. Be gentle. Be gentle. Be gentle. Come closer. Be gentle with yourself. You deserve it. Think of what you
through. Think of how far you've come. Some, if you're looking for others to be gentle with you, some of them are in so much pain, they can't even access kindness. So don't look to them. Start with you. And then you become the kindness that you want to see. You become the change you want to see. And then when you show up as kindness. You show up as compassion. You show up as consideration. You show up as sensitivity to the spiritual truth. And when you're gentle with yourself, the fourth one is supportiveness. When you're gentle, when you have reverence for life, when you just have a natural sincerity for life, you can be supportive for yourself and others. The fourth one is supportiveness. This manifests as service to others without expectation of reward. Supporting people in their pain, supporting people in their judgment, supporting people in their criticism, supporting people who are living their passion, supporting people who are living their dreams, supporting people who are in love with love, supporting people who are just loving life unconditionally, and supporting yourself when you are not operating at 10. 10 means I am in alignment, I am love, I am free. Just being supportive to yourself. Some days you may feel things you don't even know what it is. Some days you may have a health challenge, you can't get out of bed. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe the best you can do is to just think, I can't get out of bed. Be supportive. Maybe the best you can do the next day is just sit up. That's an accomplishment. Maybe the next day is just get up and go get some water. Or maybe even walk halfway to the faucet and go back. That's supportiveness. So four virtues to transform energy rather than waste energy. And in the external world, this thing called life will challenge you not to have reverence for life. Because you watch the news and they tell you people, they just have no respect for life. They say, how can I have reverence for life when there are other people not having respect for life? You know, how can I have a natural sincerity and be honest and simple when other people just want to be difficult and they don't tell the truth? How can I be gentle when people are harsh and mean and just want to attack you and take your kindness for weakness? I don't know if I can be gentle. How can I be supportive when other people are just thinking about themselves? They're only thinking about me. Well, yes, okay, fine. You can't do nothing about that, you know? But what you can do is change you. And when you change you, when you pay attention to you, when you harness, when you access the essence of who you are, that is selfish transformation, you get to understand the laws of the universe, and then you become an inspiration to people who are greedy. You become an inspiration to people who only think about themselves. You become an inspiration for people who have no respect for life. You become a mentor for people who want to give up and say, I can't tell you the truth because you don't want to hear it, and I'm afraid you would judge me if I tell you the truth. You become an inspiration because you are embracing yourself, you're supporting yourself, you're being gentle, you have a natural sensitivity for life, for yourself, and you have a reverence for God, for goodness, for joy, for peace, for the fact that you are a human being on this planet. When you have challenges, you don't have money, you don't have the ideas, you don't have the resources, you don't have this, you don't have that, you don't have that, but you can still be reverential about your life. And in that place you say, God, I know my life is your life. I don't like how my life is showing up, what I'm seeing, what is being reflected back to me. God, I know that my life is your life. I want to see something different. Show me, guide me, direct me, use me. I need help. Just that simple sometimes. I shared yesterday the challenges I was having a few days ago. And I remember sending a text to a coach friend of mine who I coach with when I need, because a coach needs a coach, you know. And
I sent a text. I said, listen, I need your insight. I need you to support me. So when can we talk? Can we talk between now and tomorrow? I didn't get a text back from that friend. I got a call from another friend. And I tell you, by the time I finished that conversation, I was vibrating so high. She said, go ahead and do what you need to do right now. I put the request out that I needed help. I recognized that I am not feeling strong. I am afraid. I have this fear thought running around in my consciousness. What can I do? I need somebody to hold me in the light. So I put the request out to the universe. I thought it was going to be one friend, but the universe said, oh, listen, in my father's house there are many mansions. If it wasn't true, I will not tell you. And this mansion is forever evolving and growing. There's so much more. So don't get caught up with one channel like a cat waiting for a mouse to come out of the hole. There's so many holes, like Tom and Jerry. It's like, no, while you're looking in there, I got another way to come out. Become like Tom and Jerry and play games with life. Oh, yes, you got me when my house was foreclosed on. You got me when my husband, you know, cheated on me. You got me, but I got something for you. Life will be like, you know what? You wearing me out. Let's work together. That's called transformation. That is called transformation. Initiation through fire. The fire of passion. The fire of love. Fire of unconditional love. That's what transformation is. Yeah. It's really that simple. It's really that simple. You know? Woo! Life is good. It's getting better. And if you need support, you need someone to hold you while you learn to be gentle with yourself, lifecoachade.com. I am here for you. We can work it out. And as we shared at the beginning, you know, you might say, well, I don't know if I want to commit to a long coaching. You know, we can work it out. But there are other ways. If you think, well, I like Life Coach Ade, but I got my own coach. Well, book a session with your coach. Book a session with your minister, with your spiritual teacher. Take some time to be still, to be with yourself. Be still, listen, and be transformed. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that you are one with the One. And just not know it intellectually, know it in your body. Know it as clear as you know that if you're thirsty and you drink water, you will be soothed. Or sometimes you're thirsty and you don't want water. You might want juice. You might want tea. You might want a beer. You might want some wine. It's so clear. But be still and know that the I Am presence is you, is God, is Goddess, is goodness, and it is your life. And to know, you've got to listen. Listen with inner ears. Listen and get still. Well, I don't know how to listen. Be quiet. But you know, I hear all this stuff. Be quiet. Well, when I get still, there's all this stuff. Be quiet. Shut it up. And go deep down in your consciousness and listen. Allow the thoughts to do what they need to do. And just be still. Well, I did that, but when I did it, I went to sleep. Good, because your body needs rest. And you can't hear because your body is so tired. So get still. If you need to take a nap, if you need to sleep for a whole week, do it. Just write a note. Say, no, I'm going to sleep for a week. I'm not dead. Don't bury me, please, whatever you do. But I'm going to be sleeping for 7 days. I just feel it in my body that it's going to be 7 days. I'm alive, but don't disturb me. And when you listen, you will connect with a love so powerful, so deep, so expansive, so true, that you will be transformed. And you will not have to do anything. You will show up as the transformation. People will say, what happened to you? You look different. Because now you're walking in gratitude. You're walking in peace. And no matter what happens, If something happens that's so painful, so traumatic, you lose a loved one, that love is still there. That peace is still there. That joy is still there. Now, you may be crying and you might say, why is this happening to me? But there is something inside of you that you've made connection with that will guide you through the challenging moments. It will get you through. And it gets you through sometimes by having a friend call you and say, I don't know, I just thought about you and I called you. Or you see something on Facebook and you say, I needed to hear that today. You turn on the television and you hear a word that speaks to your heart because the universe, God's spirit is always speaking. God is talking to you. Are you listening? If not, shut it up and go deep down in your consciousness and listen. Go play. Go have fun. Relax. Snap out of it. Take the weekend off. Do something crazy. Because the crazy ideas lead to some powerful transformation. It's almost time to release the show. And I so thank you for showing up. Because when you show up, God shows out. You get to see yourself as magnificent. The power of intention. Use it to transform energy rather than waste it. And if you waste energy, it's okay. There's more where that came from. Here's a secret. You can never destroy it. You can never destroy energy. You can change it. You can transform it. And life is energy. Everything is energy. So are you. The experience that you're going through is energy. So when you have a heavy emotion, it's just a heavy energy in motion. Breathe. Relax. Meditate. Be still. Become an observer of what you're feeling and let that heavy emotion, that heavy energy in motion keep moving. Don't make it an energy e-stock. It's emotion, not e-stock. Don't let it get stuck. Just breathe. Dance. Sing. Write. You got it. You know it. It's already done. And so it is. We'll be back. Well, actually, I'll be back later on today, 7 p.m. Eastern. With Ambassador Sofera, the first show of The Play Experience with Ambassador Sofera. Today on the Live Conversations Radio Network, 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you check it out. I'll be hanging out on Ambassador's Playground. Should be fun. Let's see what we create. I'm going to bring my marbles. Oh, Shalice, I want to say something. Please take me. I got something to say. Shalice, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to. No. You can't say it. You can't say nothing. Hello, Shalice. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I just wanted to run down. You've got some amazing guests coming up next week. Mark.
Thank you for that reminder. Go ahead. You do
right?
it.
Right. Mark, Master Astrologer. Get ready for him. Yes. We have Sherry mm-hmm. Cortland, who is just, you know, family. I don't even, we're going to get her show right. I'm just kidding. She's always here. And then Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. And you're going solo again. And you rocked it. That's it. I just wanted to make sure. Family new to come back on Monday. We got some fun stuff coming up.
I so love and appreciate you because it was one of I wrote it down to do it, but I think I forgot, and you came in perfectly. So when you just trust the process, the universe takes care of itself. Thank you, Celeste. I love and appreciate you, my friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Mark Husson, if you've never heard him, he has a show on Hay House, and he has his own radio network and psychic stuff. You may have heard of him in Facebook, and he's been here several times. When he comes around, we have so much fun. Now, I don't know if we're going to do a reading. We may do a couple, but we want to talk about what freedom means and how to achieve it and how to share that freedom with others. So it's going to be a great show. But you don't have to wait to then to have a piece of me, just a piece of me, not too much. 7 p.m. tonight with Ambassador Sofera. And it is so important not to go a day without Life Coach a day. So make sure you download the shows by going to lifeconversationsradio.com. Where else? Yeah, just come back. Yeah, that's good enough. Life is good. It's getting better. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to you. Because when you're true to yourself, nobody can lie to you. And allow the love to come back and be gentle. Be loved. Be loved. I'm looking for a song, I'm Gentle, by Karen Druck, I think. And it's called Gentle, but I don't know if I have it here. But you better hurry up while you scrolling up and down. What's it? Gentle, I'll be gentle with myself. No, I can't find it. Let's do some money songs. Let's do some money songs. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your enemy. Your enemy is your inner me. So really share it with yourself. There's only one of us. See you 7 p.m. Eastern on Ambassador Show, the Play Experience. This is Terrence Rucker. Money is coming to me easy and effortlessly. Transform that energy. That's all it is. That's what money is. It's a currency. Get in the flow. Give and receive. KarenDrucker.com is where you can find out more about the music, about Karen Drucker. KarenDrucker.com. Money is coming to me. Let me go get it. As a matter of fact, I got it right here. I'm out. See you at 7 p.m. Peace.
Money is coming to me easily and effortlessly. Money is coming to me every time I open my heart. I receive all that I need, knowing that God is my source. I relax and let it flow. I know that money is coming to me easily and effortlessly.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.